just short 800 people in that site.
Fire open bar that works down.
Hello. We're going to start. Welcome to the April 27th, 2021 regular meeting of the Lyman Board of Selectmen. This meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. All right. Item one, we have a special presentation. Jessica Hubbard, you're on.
I'm on.
You're on.
Do I come up here?
If you want to come up front, that's fine.
Okay. Ideally, it's just about the cleaning. I do all the cleaning at the hall up here, so ideally it's just to see what expectations and what you guys really want to see or not see, or just to get your feedback.
You were talking about coming in to do vacuuming, what, one extra day a week?
Yes. So I propose, especially in the wintertime, in here gets pretty bad. When I come in on Sundays, the vacuuming atrocious, to be honest with you. So especially with the salt and everything, I would suggest you guys have someone come in at least on like a Wednesday early morning before anyone gets in here and just do it once over. I mean, appearance is everything, so I definitely think it should look pretty good. So to go a whole week with no one really doing anything is, might be a lot. So.
Okay, so is that going to increase the price? Or?
It will, yes.
Okay.
I was going to propose a new proposal, and I can work on that and send that to all of you. And then also supplying all the cleaning supplies as well. That would be a part of it as well.
Okay.
We were supplying it, and have she is, and we're having an extra day. I guess it's got to be close to a wash. Somewhere close.
What do you mean?
We were supplying the supplies before.
You guys had stuff, and if I needed to use it, I would use it if I needed to. So I was bringing my own stuff to use.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, John.
We ought to have that number sooner than later, because we don't know if we've got to adjust the budget on that, right?
Yeah, well, I'm sure we're going to have to at least move things around.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would that take long to get back with this week, so?
Today, Tuesday?
By the end of the week, maybe?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's up to you guys. I mean, I don't have to do it, you know, an extra thing, but I think it'd be better for the office to have something.
Yep.
Appearance-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't count, so you want everything to look good, so.
Why don't you do that?
Of course, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Who supplies paper products? Is that something that you do?
I do not, no.
Okay, so we buy those then, right?
You got
all
like
buy
paper
them.
Towels and stuff?
Yeah.
All the paper?
Yeah. Okay. And she just sets it all up?
Just her cleaning supplies.
Just the cleaning supplies.
For doing the cleaning,
and like,
we have supplied some of the supplies, but now she's saying she will supply them all.
All.
For what she does for cleaning.
Okay.
I mean, right now, I generally have, like, I have stuff in the back closet. I just leave here. It's just convenient. So if they want to use it, it's just convenient.
Some windows. Is that, do you do windows annually? Is that an addendum to the contract? Or?
No. I'll do the windows. The only thing I don't do is outside. I don't do the outside windows. So I think last year you guys paid somebody to come in and do the outside windows.
We did. We did this year already.
Okay. I guess we did.
Yeah. It's squeaky clean.
That's what I mean, that's the last thing I heard is that they did that.
They put the screens in and Or took them out and put them in, and yeah.
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Is there any other questions, gentlemen? Okay. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
If you could get that back sooner than later.
Should we vote to do that extra day of cleaning? Because it's a modification of...
Well, let's see what the price is, and then we can decide what to do. Okay?
I think it's the right idea.
Yep. No, we appreciate the input. Yeah. I mean, that's good. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Jeffrey Duhane?
Right here.
Right there. Could you come up front here so we can see you?
Yep.
12 Basswood Road.
32 Oakwood Street.
32 Oakwood. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
I am here to discuss the junkyard that has been growing across the street from me. These are the rules of Oakwood Trailer Park. I'm going to do a re-cleaning pool. It should have never happened. It never should have come to this, and it should have been taken care of.
Can you explain a little
bit? Yeah. Across the street from my trailer in the backyard, they started collecting junk. Cars, all kinds of old boats, old four wheels, just junk and garbage. And I spoke to the person who owns the house over a year ago. I was told that David was going to clean it up. It never happened. I spoke to her son about it. It's her son's junk. He said, what do you expect? You live in a trailer park. After that, I went to the code enforcement lady. She started speaking to them. It still didn't get cleaned up. After he got notice of 30 days to clean it up, it still didn't happen. Recently, it did. Stock bed and cleaned up, but it's still a mess. And I'd like to have it cleaned up.
Okay, so you live on Oakwood.
Yeah.
Is Basswood where this residence is?
Speak from
is that the? Is that it? 12?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Well, the house that he's referencing is on the corner.
Okay.
Right. So, and I walked down there today with my little granddaughter. We went for a walk, and I was blown away. They've done a remarkable job. I mean, you know, they've got probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours to clean that up. They had a living room set on the sidewalk for
weeks.
Weeks and weeks. And we used to laugh that it was their summer furniture. They're not alone in the park. If you ride through the park, I would like very much, and that's my purpose here tonight, I would like to know what the regulations are, what we consider that we could have people served and say, clean that up. Because
at this point, the kid's still got a car frame hanging up in the trees. We can try and pull motors out of it. You're not allowed to run a business out of the thing. Who's got a car frame hanging up in the trees in front of their house? Any of you guys? You know what I mean? It's a mess. And it's been a mess. And it took until he got threatened to go to court. And even that didn't do it. His due date was the 1st, and it was like 2 weeks after that. I think someone from here called me that I was coming to the meeting, and I believe they also called them. That's when the cleanup started, and it's still nasty. There's dilapidated fences in the front yard that have been down for months.
And what is that building in the back?
He lives in there sometimes.
He lives in that building?
He stays in there at times.
Yeah, and he's not alone. I want you to know. I appreciate his persnickety strength of character to be able to say something, because most neighbors aren't going to say anything.
I work on my yard very hard every year. You've seen it. I take grow lawn and everything like that, keep it nice and neat. And Dan LeGros, president, should have taken care of that. He should have been the one to come to the code enforcement, not me. And after I knew I wasn't getting very far with his yards and bigger messes than anybody else, but he's the president, so he's going to do anything about it. So I felt like I had to take care of it.
We will look into it and we'll get back to you.
Okay. As far as look into it, what do you mean by that?
Well, we're going to have to talk with the code officer and see what's going on, where everything is at, and what we can do.
I was also told that two people from the selectmen, I believe, went up and spoke to Ricky. the defendant. Nobody came to speak to me to get my point of view, which is wrong.
We didn't know you were involved.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well, she knew.
We understood the complaint came from somewhere else.
Artie Riley across the street also called.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, I mean, I know you out of Swanhead.
Right, right, yeah.
But,
I'm surprised that wasn't public information, but the complaint was.
You know, and the other point you made was a good one. That's not the only place.
Right.
And
even up and down Kennebunk Pond Road.
Yeah, yeah, and that's, and to be honest with you, we went, the two of us that went at separate times, and I wasn't clear which one it was.
Okay.
And but I figured it out after a while, but I was pretty sure it was one on the left coming in.
Immediately across.
Right, right. And
like I say, I spoke to them, I started a year ago, and they told me, yeah. Oh, David Riley will take care of that. Well, that didn't happen. It just kept building and building and building.
Yeah.
And until it was very serious, threatening to go to court, that's when the cleanup started, after the 30 days. So.
The other gentleman you mentioned
also
has a lot of stuff. The president of the PAC.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's...
As far as I'm concerned, I'm not looking at his place. Right across the street from me every day, I'm looking at this mess. Yeah. His mess, maybe his neighbors can do something about it. But they did clean up quite a bit, I've got to admit, and you saw it.
Yeah, it was down the tower, state, so it's front. Because I to do yet,
the tree. It's just... For me to try and keep my place nice and another person across the street give a shit, that's not right.
I think that, just kind of as an aside, when I was in here crabbing about the reassessment, and I tend to be very shy and unopinionated. I never speak up, and I just, you know, you all know me. And when I was in here crabbing about the reassessment and that process, and they said that my property was worth $500,000 or something stupid like that, and somebody said, wow, you know, in comparison to Keystone, this is what, or Keywood Manor, whatever it's called, this is the problem. We can't be Keywood Manor because we have miscreants. How's that for a good word?
What does that mean?
Miscreants. Ricky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good people. They're just...
That's a good word. Nice word.
Well, I try because I don't have opinions on anything ever.
Yeah. Something tells me otherwise.
So
yeah, I'd appreciate if the cleanup would continue. The power frame doesn't
I've been vaccinated, too. Billy. Come on. I'm going to try to kiss Ken or nothing.
It's your nose. I think it's growing.
And I'm glad that you saw it and helped me out a little bit.
Well, you and I go for a walk tomorrow. We'll make a list. We'll start with balsam.
Do we ever work on
it? And then also, if I
find a work order for this.
Yeah, on this, sure. We should
put up the dilapidated fence, tarps, yeah, to hide stuff.
For Patty.
It's just not right.
Okay. We will look into it. We will get back to you. Give us at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And I appreciate it. I hated it. I shouldn't have come to this.
The cleanup was ongoing.
He's gone again. He doesn't know if there's any kind of cleanup. David Riley will pick up metal if he gets paid for it. I don't know if they got money to pay him.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. We're at the public input part of this meeting. Does anybody have something they want to say? You have 5 minutes. Mr. Dulong?
Yeah. Dave Dulong, 107 Chapel Shores Drive. I'm a member of the Town Hall Expansion Committee. We had our first meeting this week, and the original... committee was set up, I don't know, maybe 4 months ago. Select board set the committee up to look at the existing town hall for expansion and so forth. We had a meeting this weekend. Bill told us that now we have to look at Cousin School and compare the two. And, oh, by the way, we should do it before the election. Well... the Cousin School's been looked at ad infinitum. It was looked at by a committee for maybe 4 or 5 months. Their information was given to an architect engineer that we paid $130,000 to look at it further. It was designed. It was put out to bid. There's no way in the world that this group in 2 months is going to do better than was already done. Plus, I'd like to get a feeling of the board. Does the board really expect this group to redesign this building, reaffirm that building, compare them, and get an answer by the beginning of June?
I don't think you're asked to totally redesign this building or any building.
No, no, we're asked to expand the building.
We're
asked to look at it
with the options of what we could do with it.
Correct.
That's what we asked for, and that's what we want to get.
So we haven't added Cousin School?
We have added Cousin School.
Is that the agreement of the board? Because the originals committee was set up to look at this building.
Yes, and we changed it.
We changed it? Did the whole board? I don't remember a vote on that.
Did we re-vote it, though? We ought to re-vote it. We're going on.
I honestly can't remember.
Well, I've been watching, and I haven't seen it come up.
It's on the warrant for a strong vote.
So we want to make a motion that we
look into getting the property. And that was mentioned about having it be the town hall.
Well, let me clarify, Dave, because it seems maybe you and Brian are a little confused on what I said.
Brian's not even involved.
I know. I'm saying what's going on online. I purchased the school. I'm looking to do some housing. I'm looking to do some professional space over there. After looking at all the stuff that was provided by the town, finally, after a year of asking for it, I realized how much time, effort everybody put into and how much money was into the school. I had mentioned over $500,000. You disagreed, then you realized I was referring to the grants also. So it's just a gesture. If I'm still going to do housing, but it was just a gesture to say, if the townspeople wanted to, you know, repurchase the school, that's all. It's not a big scam going on.
I understand it's not
a big, you know, to do. It's not anything, any nefarious thing going on. The school is in immaculate shape.
Nobody ever said it was.
So,
my position is there's no way that this committee is going to exceed what's already been done. It took over a year and $130,000. The project went out to bid and it was bid, so we have the bid for doing it. You want us to do it in a month and a half? It ain't going to happen.
I believe you're correct. I don't think that's going to happen either. But I do have a good jump on that over there because I was doing it for myself.
Well, and that, of course, that brings another issue. You're on the committee.
Yes.
You're on the committee to look at that, and you're proposing to sell it. It appears to me it's an apparent conflict of an interest. I'm not saying it's a conflict of interest, but it appears I will pull
my olive branch anytime. I really don't have a problem.
I'm not accusing you of anything, Dave.
No, I understand that.
But
I also understand that you were on the board when you voted to sell.
Okay. Let's go from here. Do we want to look at...
I'm going to have to abstain.
Okay. Rusty?
Do we have enough to even do this?
Sure.
I mean, I think it's worth it to look into it. It only makes sense to.
So is that a motion?
Yes, I make a motion.
Okay.
I'm not going to second it.
Okay, I'll second it.
You can't?
You can't.
Yeah. So we don't have enough to do it.
Okay. What's one of them?
Take it right off the board.
I think that's a poor decision.
I also agree.
And I think you're telling the townspeople, don't look at your options, go one direction. I think that's a wrong thing.
Just to clear that up, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's been already a lot of time and effort. Can I talk? Been a lot of time and effort into looking at that school.
I agree.
I'm comfortable with the numbers that the architect came up with. It was almost $2 million at the last time. It's 4 years later. We know that the costs have gone up, so let's take a wild guess. It's going to be $2.5 million plus the cost of buying the building.
If we
let me tell you, this building expansion that we're already looking at, and we've got a good committee that's looking at, and Dave's on that committee, and I think he should be. I believe that the cost of expanding the town hall, giving us what you asked for, is probably going to be under $500,000. We'll find out, but that's what it's going to be. So it's five times as much, and we could buy the Cousin School and move over there.
But you don't want.
But
to
we can still look at
options.
But I didn't say we can't look at the options. Well, what weird. I said is we cannot relook at the whole thing in 2 months or less and do better than somebody that took a year and a half and $130,000. Professionals.
That was the problem, Dave, is it was overdesigned.
Well, that's the opinion of some people.
It was positive.
It's the opinion of some people.
The town did not need what they were designing.
Okay. We're all set?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
So we're back to the original mandate.
Just town hall existed.
Town hall
existed.
If that's what you want, if you
no,
want,
no, that's what the board voted on.
If you want to close the door on what our options are and not look at the whole picture,
Bill,
I'm fine with that, Dave.
I'm not closing the door.
So everybody in town knows that.
If the town wants to look at the options, take what we come up with, and either find some other committee or use what was there before. I'm not saying that we shouldn't look at options. I'm saying that this committee is not the committee to do that.
Okay. Duly noted. Thank you. Okay. Does anybody else have any input? Amber.
I feel like I'm going to just cause more of a ruckus because I had a few questions kind of along the same line. But I just wanted to clarify some things. So at the last selectmen's meeting that I attended, I think it was the April 5th meeting, Selectman Ells had come around the chair, you know, come around the table, and he had proposed that, you know, he had acquired the building, asked if you guys were interested in relooking at that. And I don't want to make assumptions, so I would just like to know from you what was the reasoning with coming around the table to present that?
Because I was basically stepping off as selectman and talking as a resident.
Okay, so you also mentioned at the time that you were only looking for what you had into the building.
Correct.
So can you tell us what the price or what you would be asking for the building?
Well, it's growing every day because I have my own structural engineer in there, but and contractors are starting to come in. But what I purchased it for, plus whatever I would have into it, but it's all, there'd be no profit, there'd be no games.
That was my
intention. But I'm not going to fight online.
No, that's not what
with this stuff, you know. I'm not going to make a good gesture turn into poison.
Okay, that's not what I'm getting at. I'm just asking you if you have a number. Like, we sold the building for almost $221,000.
I think it was $235,000.
No, that's not what I got from
you. $225,000. Is what it was sold for. After you take the sales commission out, it was like $221,000.
Okay, so that was what? Okay, so we made $221,000.
Yes, and that money is in the bank.
Okay, so I guess my question is, could you give us a number of where you're at right now?
Well, probably I paid $255,000-ish, $252,000-ish after closing taxes and what have you.
Okay.
So we probably have $5,000 or $6,000 in from there.
So we may be looking at $300,000.
Or under.
Okay. And I don't want to cause any animosity. I'm like, it's nothing personal.
I hear that a lot.
It really isn't. These are just questions that I have thought of. And so at the selectmen's meeting on the 8th, there was a discussion held regarding the Article 8 pertaining to the town looking into the purchase, and the motion was made by Rusty and seconded by Dave, and it carried 410. So I was just wondering if someone could explain how they don't think that that isn't a conflict of interest.
Of having me vote?
Of having you voting, making, seconding the motion and having you vote.
We're not spending any money. We're putting something on the ballot for the people to make their wishes known. How is that a conflict? We're asking for
the public. Well, the definition of a conflict of interest is a situation in which a person in a position to derive personal benefit from actions
what is
or
the
decisions
benefit?
Made in their official capacity.
What is the benefit?
Selling
I just told you that I would let it go for exactly what I put into it. But I'm going to
with all the property.
I'm going to
with all the property.
Well, it depends, Dave.
Well,
it,
then that
depends.
See, that would be a game.
Well, it depends.
You proposed to keep the property when you went up and
because I'm doing housing and back.
Right. Yes. So without the property.
Well, not without the property. With some parcel in the back. Because
minus
Dave
property.
Knows what I'm doing.
Minus property.
No, not minus property.
No, but
no,
minus
some of the property. Yes.
So you're going to deduct the value of that from the cost that you can sell it to
I
the
could. Family. I could. But I'm going to make it simple for everybody. I'm going to renege on that. I am going to thank everybody for their interest. I'm going to apologize for bringing it up in the beginning. And as a resident, I'm outraged that we spent that kind of money on that school and then sold it for half of what we had into it. But thank you all. Thank you.
Well, that's not what I wanted to say.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It was going to get out there anyway because I don't like the chatter that's going on.
Well, that's where I'm
and,
coming
and it,
from.
And it all gets perpetuated and there's always a and a very suspicious and all kinds of chatter. You know what I mean, John? It's not right.
All right. Can we move on?
What are you referring
to? I'm not referring to anything, John.
We were looking right at me.
Well, can I?
Yeah, but
all right.
I just wanted to know if you were looking at me and
I'm looking at you
me.
Because I'm looking at you.
And just what specifically you were referring to?
I'm not referring to anything.
Okay, just checking. I wanted to make sure we were good.
Mr. Berger, you had something you wanted to ask about.
I'd like to say that thank you for cutting down the tree that I... Connor 28, Quill Farm Road.
Yep.
And my question is, the only concern I had was with the liability. About 10 years ago, I had a friend of mine get killed up Maine from a branch that had fallen out of a tree. And it was on town property. So that's where I was coming from with this. Yep. Because the more the wind would blow, the bigger the branches would fall and land in my yard and down into the street. And so, thank you.
Okay.
My next question is.
Yes.
There are three trees right around me.
Yeah, hippies.
Yeah.
Okay. They're on town property because that road is 50 feet wide. 24 feet of it is up against the pins on the pond side. The rest of it is on the other side where the tree was. There are three trees in there. I'd like to know if I can cut it down and help. Okay. I don't want the wood. I just want the trees down.
Morris, what do we usually do with that?
Well, you got an insurance issue. That's the only thing I see. You got an insurance issue. I mean, I don't have a problem with getting them down, but I think you need to get a waiver from the insurance company, something like that. If something happened to him or something like that, I mean, I don't know how the town would be affected by that.
I'm going to use the same contractor that you guys use, because that's where the quote comes from.
Okay, if you're going to use a contractor,
I'm not going to cut it down.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
I have a quote from the man who's there to cut the trees down.
Can you line up with Morris sometime, and then Morris can tell
us. We'll just make sure that he's got an insurance in the town. And
yeah, well, I just want to make sure that
that's fine. That would work. That would work.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that those particular trees should come.
Anything on that Boulevard Road comes out will make me very happy.
Okay.
I know where they are, Bill, and they are.
Oh, gosh. There's an arrow through there. It's unbelievable.
All right. Okay, Priscilla?
I want to go back to Cousins School, which is... something I tend to be pretty passionate about. I believe now, and I believed then, way back in the day when I was much younger, that Cousins School should have been the town hall. I believe that firmly. You can expand this if you want to. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. But that building is a piece of this town's history, and we should preserve it. Where are we getting $500,000 invested in it already? I can't even begin to imagine, because at least $250,000 of that was brownfield money. That's not our money.
Well, it's everybody's money.
Well, it's a different pocket.
It's a different pocket.
It's a different pocket, money. But you can't say that the town has invested.
The town has an asset.
Has an asset, but the federal government provided a brownfield grant to us and to a bazillion other communities.
Right, which is our money.
Right, it's all our money, and I get that. But $500,000, I never saw any blueprints. Did we have blueprints? I never saw those.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to show you them.
I would love to see the blueprints for making that into a town hall.
Oh, yeah. We spent $130,000 making those blueprints.
Who did that?
We had an architect engineering
company.
Who was
the architect?
Ehrman.
Ehrman, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we spent big money on that.
Yeah, I mean, you must have been sleeping while that was going on.
I might have. It was not. Because I...
Usually you're right there.
I know. Busy body. And I never see any of this stuff online. So, I must be up for
it. It just gets sent to me.
Huh?
Neither do I. It just gets sent to me.
Oh, okay. I think it's too bad, and I do. Just keep in mind that when they expanded Lyman Elementary School, it was too small when they opened the doors. So what you plan for is not always what you get. So they expanded it, they thought, yippee-ki-yay, and off the kids went to Albert. Or over here, Cousins, the school was too small. So that place has room to grow without even looking at it. And again, I'm passionate about it. It's a piece of Lyman. My question, what kind of apartments are you going to put in there?
Maybe professional space.
Or maybe professional space. Let me do this politically correct because I'm being taped.
Are you talking about the school building?
Yes,
or
school building.
Build out back.
The school building. Are we going to put in Section 8? Are we going to put in elderly housing?
It may be a professional building, maybe office space.
Oh, it'll be just, you're not going to put in apartments.
The apartments were going to be out back.
Okay, that's what
I'm
looking
at. And this is all being designed and engineered.
I know.
And I'll bring it before the time.
Asking specifically what the apartments were, Dave. I think that's what she was asking.
Is that general community, you know?
Rental, yes.
Raj and I can go in and pay $1,200 a month and live there?
Whatever the... Yeah.
Or is that going to be subsidized?
No.
No federal subsidy money?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We will move on to mail. Is this the mail, Lori, that I've got in this book that I brought tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. So you gentlemen have your books with the mail. You get there. See if there's anything you want. We do have a couple of requests from people in town that want to change the lot sizes to 3 acres with a 300-foot road frontage. And some other people have just shy of 10 acres and want to make two parcels out of it. So just so you know that those the requests are there.
I don't know if you're aware, Bill, but that one with the two, that can be handled by the appeals board. They can give them a variance to cut that in half, and I think it's a great idea to do it.
That's the 9.7.
Yeah, they have like 9.55 acres, so they could have a 5 acre lot and a 4.5 acre lot. Yeah. If you look at the location, it would fit perfect. I think the appeals board could give them a variance for that. I think
you can't give a variance for that.
I think they can.
They did not fit the criteria of an appeal. Read what your appeals board said, and what it says, what constitutes an appeal that can be granted. That is not one of them. I'll stake my life on that.
Okay.
So one of the requests was for the front office. Our new employee is not very tall and would like something to assist her to lean over the counter to talk to people. So I thought maybe, Rusty, you could look at that and come up with an idea that we could look at doing. We don't want her to trip over it, but we want her to be able to deal with the people at the window appropriately. Okay, perfect. Every day Thursday, I think. So I guess we can go to complaints. Does anybody have anything on this before I go on?
Do we have a direction on these zoning things?
No, it's just those are in there just to make us aware that these requests have been made.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Not looking for us to do anything because that doesn't
it's
go
not
for us.
Purview.
Yeah.
I just saw this from Don Hernan.
Don Hernan.
I watched those street guys finish filling in. They took their time, and I thought they did a really good job. But they did a great job on my road. They took their time to go into each drive.
Yeah, good. Good. All right. Minutes of the meetings. We're under that. So the regular meeting minutes dated April 5th, 2021. You need to accept those?
No.
So John made the motion to accept.
I'll second.
Dave seconds that. Is there any discussion, gentlemen? All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. Meeting minutes for April 6th, 2021.
I move we accept those also.
I'll second.
Any discussion, gentlemen? All those in favor? 4-0. Meeting minutes dated April 8th, 2021.
So moved. For exceptions. Accept it.
I'll accept it.
Yep, Dave seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0, thank you. Payroll warrants. Payroll warrant number 45 in the amount of $15,190.10.
So moved.
I'll second.
Yep, Dave seconded that. Is there any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0, thank you. Payable warrant number 46 in the amount of $79,546.57.
So moved.
Rusty seconded it. All right.
Okay.
Any discussion? All those in favor? John?
Okay.
4-0. Thank you. Payable warrant number 47 in the amount of $19,068.12.
So moved.
Yep, I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. On the unfinished business, the DOT flashing beacons. Dave, did you get the last correspondence on that? Can you bring us up to date?
I did. DOT said that it's not, they're not going to lower the speed. speed limit there. They said to take down the 25-mile-an-hour signs and to put up caution pedestrian ahead signs about 100 feet prior to each way coming in, along with what we were planning to do with the striping and all that and so forth.
Okay.
Is that Cave on Farm Road?
That's for the beach area, yes. Yeah, they said the change in the speed limit wasn't going to make much difference because it's people just driving responsibly. So they recommended the change in signs and that we change the striping on the road where the crosswalk is moving. And then on the sidelines, bring them in a little closer with the hash marks, and that tends to make people slow down. And they said to do that 100, 150 feet before the crosswalks. They felt we'd have a lot better luck with that than anything else. They've been out, believe me, they've been out a couple times to look at that.
Well, good. At least they're looking at it. Thank you.
Do we want one of them signs while we're right here talking about it? I'm sure we have them.
Yes, we should order the signs.
That was a grant, right, though?
On
the flashing.
The flashing lights is a grant. The state has those, and they're going to give them to us probably in July. We'll have them, and then we've also agreed to do some road work where the crosswalk is going to be, and we're going to move the crosswalk, make it handicap correct for the size, and then on both sides of the road we're going to do some paving, so that anybody with a wheelchair or handicap can easily get to the crosswalk safely and get through there. And anything that we do to increase the safety, up to $5,000, they will reimburse us for. So that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's a good deal. Amber?
What about fencing? Sorry, Amber.
No, go ahead.
So the flashing signs, are those right at the pond? In the area right at the pond? Or
they're going to be right where the crosswalk is, within a short distance of the crosswalk.
Okay. having the signs like 100 feet away, you know, before the pond on either side, they have those like cross, and I don't know if this would be something that we could do, but like in Saco, they have one across from Thornton Academy where like when they step into the crosswalk area, it flashes the light.
That's what these are.
That's what those are.
That's
so somebody will step in the crosswalk and then
Or they can push the button, I believe.
Oh, okay.
We have the same ones, Brad, those are the same ones we have at Bunkerhead?
No. Because the ones that they're giving us require power.
Really?
You better check on that and make sure that they don't need power to run those mats. Because ours at Bunkerhead are just all solar.
Okay. I thought they were solar.
Right, but are you sure that they're sensitive? They're sensor matted?
I guess I'll have
to ask.
I wouldn't think they would be for a giveaway.
Well, we are going to put power there, so
that
shouldn't be a big issue.
Just something to check on, that's all.
Of course, always something.
Why not?
It's helpful to have the flashing lights 100 feet away.
They're going to tell us.
100 feet was that wall over there, so I'm not.
Yeah,
the DOT engineer is the one who designed it, and they actually will have where it goes.
Yeah, okay. So
it's according to what they need and want.
Anything on the fence?
As far as in the budget, there is funds set aside to put a fence on the beach side by the Daigle property.
Running
just that there. One section, yes, to start with.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's a lot done just in one season. That's wonderful.
Right.
That's a lot done. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I thought it was really...
They had a big appetite, but we picked away and got a good, what we felt were the hot tickets.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. The next item is the town report dedication. And Lori, you said that's pretty much set to go?
It's in your packet,
yeah.
I don't know if you guys usually motion to approve this, or just do I just use it as submitted?
John, you got to clue me in on this. Is this something we vote to do, or?
I was trying to remember if we've ever voted on it. I don't. I don't think we've ever voted on that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
I think we're fine.
I think we're good. Yeah.
No votes on who then, right? Okay.
Okay, all right.
Do those of us out here in the gallery get to know who?
No.
It's usually a secret.
They usually keep it pretty quiet.
Every year it has been, at least.
Okay. Lori, I didn't see any town reports from any of those agencies.
Yep, the three that are listed are what you have in your packet. Tax collector, treasurer, and town clerk.
I don't plan on getting one of these in the same way.
Oh, okay, here we go. Yep. Does anybody have anything they want to comment on these? Okay. New business. The zebra striping proposal needs an additional $490 to do the transfer station pavement painting. I'm sorry?
I was just curious why it wasn't put in the bid. It was in the bid before when we bid it.
It wasn't in on the paperwork of what they were supposed to do.
Okay. I move that we do that.
Okay. Need a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Rusty seconds it. Any discussion on that? All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. Striping itself, right? Yeah. The total was $14,287.55.
Does that include the new hash marks, Bill?
No, it does not. It does not.
No, it's the broken little lines.
That is the normal road striping.
They would do that. Yeah, they do that.
Yes.
Was that a contract? I can't remember.
No, it's not a contract. He matches the state bids, just wanted us to know, because this is who you use every year.
Okay.
So he's just giving you the streets that he could recall, as always having done, and the linear feet, and what he thinks it would be.
Okay.
So
Morris,
whenever...
we all set with them to do that striping, you think?
He usually calls them.
The road striping,
we always matched that for years, on the Poirier, and... He's always matched whatever the Southern Maine Regional.
Yes.
Southern Maine Regional puts it up to bid.
Yep.
Whatever their price is. If he doesn't get it, he'll match their price, and we've always gone with it.
Okay, so you're fine with this?
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Okay, so did we need to vote on that?
If you usually do, then yes.
It's in my budget.
Okay, so
it doesn't need to be voted on, I don't think.
All right, nope.
Should we just have more? You got the scope of work listed, right?
Yes.
So maybe Morris should just get eyeballs on that.
He's got the map, he's got everything. I didn't realize you guys were involved, but I've already, it's all lined up.
Good, perfect. All right, so we're all set.
Stay low.
All right. Old Kennebunk Road, road work restoration needed. Somebody want to shed light?
Well, I think that Hisson has done something over there. I stopped by there last week, and it looks like something has been graded across the house in front of 14. I mean, it's still beat up, but the big trout ponds that were along that edge are gone. But the rest of the road is still, as of a week ago, are still in kind of a shambles. So I don't know if it's worth a letter to them, like I said before, to just send them a letter, ask them if they plan on grading anything up. If not, we'll have to do something at least to the front of his house.
Did you ask him, when you talked before, did you ask him about going, providing the gravel if we pave the road?
I have not spoken with him.
You ever put that letter together?
I haven't spoken with him, no.
Okay.
You were going to get prices first. That's where it ended up at the last meeting when you talked about it.
Well, if Hisson was going to provide the material, we were talking about providing the equipment.
The grading of the road.
Grading the road.
And the pavement.
So, is that something we should look into right off, or what?
Well, I would think you'd look into it. So the next budget year, you'd be in that position to where you might have enough money this year. You got $100,000 going out there. You should need to use that before the end of June.
Just a question. If you pave that road more, so you're going to post it every spring?
No.
You wouldn't post it?
You
can't because of their business. They're an existing business.
So you're gonna pave it so it'll take the trucks in the spring?
Exactly.
A lot of money.
That's what I do, David. I mean, I really would.
I understand. Yeah.
Can I make a statement on this, okay? You guys voted not to post the roads this year, right? I didn't have one complaint. I don't know whether you guys had any complaints at all about damage to the roads. And I just wanted to make that go in the minutes that you didn't post the roads and we had no damage on the roads.
Right.
You can watch that. You can watch that and in a wet spring you can shut them down so they don't run over. But on good years like this when there was no snow and there's no water in the ditches like that, it's foolish to tie businesses up that they can't run those roads.
Can you, Morris, with Brad, talk to Hisson and see what we can come up with for a plan?
Yeah, we'll go talk to him.
I know. Thank you. Is that all right with you, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I was going to ask you if
perfect.
We could do that. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. We had talked one or two meetings ago about replacing the sign out front that's collapsing with a new digital message board. We had gone with the pricing that the fire department had from several years ago, and lo and behold, it's changed a little bit since then. So anyway, the difference was $4,500. So I spoke with Jeanette. We were going to take the money out of the maintenance, and she said that's really a capital expenditure. We take the whole thing out of the capital plan and just do it?
Right, that's
so
a capital. Yeah,
that's what I'm asking the board.
Yeah, I'll move to do that.
Bill, how much is the sign total? What's the rate?
It's $12,200 plus it's $300 shipping, et cetera.
Then you've got installation.
But that's all controlled from... That's all controlled wirelessly from inside the town hall. It has nighttime lighting, so it's dim.
So that's installed and everything?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. No, that is not installed. We install it. Yeah. But it comes, you stand it up and it's ready to go. So we just have to put it where in amount that we want. That's all it is.
It's electric, right? Or is it solar?
It is electric, but we would be able to tag into one of the light posts for the power.
Okay, cool. So
and that is controlled wirelessly.
So you need the pricier sign, and then a few bucks to get it hooked up, right?
Yeah, I think we can pretty much get it done. We're just paying for the sign. It's not going to take much more to do.
All right. Well, I'm just wondering if I got to modify my motion. That's all.
Make it $500 more, and I think we're good.
What's my total number, Bill?
$13,000.
Okay. I move that we put a new sign out front, and $13,000 be taken out of capital improvement.
Yeah. You second it there? Okay, so Rocky seconded it. Any input, gentlemen? Any more input, I should say. All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. Quote for a Dutch door in one of our front offices. Dave, do you have some input on that?
Yeah, the fold-down, you know, table. I guess Polly saw the salesman coming in, and she asked for a larger flip-up brace, which was an additional $1,400.
So maybe we need to look into this more.
I just think that's a lot of money.
Okay, because what we're looking at...
It was installed.
So we're looking at about $4,000?
No, $3,200, I think it was.
Just to change the door. Okay. What about the option of cutting a sliding window into the top of that door?
Short money, but, you know, the thing was she wanted some sort of table to sort of work on the... I mean, just the regular Dutch door, I mean, you can easily modify the, you know, it's only 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily add something.
Yeah.
You
know,
that was going to be my question.
For a hell of a lot less than $1,400.
So you could, your Dutch door was what, what'd you say?
I think he was 2,100, something like that. Just under 2,100.
What's your number for your modification, roughly, Dave?
$100.
At least for discussion, I'd move that we do the original Dutch door with the modification. And I'm sorry, I forgot the name.
I'd go with $2,500.
$2,500. If we got a second, and that makes a lot of sense to me. I like the idea of the separation between her and people, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree. Oh, it's a safety issue.
Right, and the other thing we got to make sure we got in there is a damn panic button. We've got them everywhere else. I realize maybe not too many violent people but licensing their dog, but I just think it's a good idea. You know,
I'll look into that.
Yeah, and I don't think we've got them in a lot of other places, and as I remember it, it wasn't crazy money.
Okay.
So I'll add that to my motion too. If I thoroughly confuse everybody.
We have a second on the 2,500. Okay. Dave made the second. Any more input? All those in favor? Thank you. Okay. The question is about our fuel. Do we want to go out and do a bid process for that? We're talking for propane for the heat. But we did a contract with J.P. Carroll for propane that was half what we were being charged.
Right. And what was that, propane for the generator?
Generator and our furnaces.
You know what you're paying a gallon?
$1.79?
That's something less.
Yeah, we were told $3.80.
Oh yeah, if you're using 100 gallons a year, it's $3.80.
Yeah, but we're not. We're using 1,600 gallons.
Yeah, you should be. I would say go out for quotes, because that's what I do every year. I have my own tank. Every year I go out for quotes. I call them up, say I use X number of gallons. How much are you going to get your price for? And that JP might match the price.
They were good. They didn't even quibble.
Because that's I'm paying quite a bit less than that.
I don't mind getting pricing on that. Do we need to go on officially to bid, or you want to get at least three prices?
I think just three prices. And it's easy. You just call them up and say,
yeah,
I use 1,600 gallons a year. How much are you going to charge?
Yeah. I don't have a problem doing it that way, but what are you doing?
Do you want to hear more from the floor? Forward?
Sure.
Do you own the tank?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get it anywhere?
Yeah.
If you don't own the tank, you've got to...
We own it.
Stuff. Right, yeah, we do own the tank.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. And the price of propane is on the move up, been way down, and it's whether it'll in the middle of summer pop out or not, but they got a supply problem down south with it, so...
Okay.
I'd move to get some quotes.
We'll get quotes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm
good. Do you want to do a second on a vote, or how do you want to handle it?
Doesn't matter.
Don't matter to me.
I'm fine moving forward. All right. I just need to...
And would that be a locked-in price?
So it would be for a year.
I got one other thing.
Yeah, I'm not ready to quit yet. I got to look at a couple things. Okay. Can you hold on?
Oh, I can do anything you want.
Morris, this pertains to you on Shoreham street sweeping. We just want to know if we can release the check.
Well, that was it again.
All right. You guys okay with that? Yeah. All right.
Yep. Can I make a comment on that?
Sure.
This is the best year that I've seen sweeping. I walk Shore Road and Profound Road all the time. And they had four trucks in there when they were cleaning. The guy that did it last year went... And out, he was gone. This year they did an excellent job.
Okay. They did a good job. Yeah.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. Okay, for the fire department, Chief Drew Ross would like to do some fire hydrant work. And he's asked if they can release the funds, not to exceed $5,000 from the fire hydrant reserve account so that he can spend the money and get the hydrants in.
So moved.
Okay, Rusty, second again. Is there any input from anybody? All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. All right. Town of Dayton reduced the fire department capital building fund from $14,000 to $8,000. Our budget committee and our board voted to accept the $14,000 as it stands. What should we do?
I can give you a little background on that.
Joe, we called me. Yeah.
Dayton Sand is filing for abatement on quite a bit of their taxes. And that has put them in a real financial situation. Town of Lyman is much more fortunate financially than the town of Dayton. It was a good budget. I think it was well thought out. But in this case, given the situation, we've got a history working with the towns, and they're between a rock and a hard place. My recommendation would be to cut it $6,000. It still leaves between the two towns. It still leaves $16,000 in there for the capital improvement of the fire station. I think they just plain don't have it. My opinion, and I spoke with Brad about it this morning to make sure his budget committee had the whole picture, and they initially didn't support it. They initially planned on stay up where it was, but I believe they're going to look at it again. But that being said, this is the selectman's budget, and we do what we do.
Well, if we didn't, I don't mean to jump on you, but if we didn't drop it, reduce it, we would just have to keep track that they were behind. I can't see... When we have a plan to do a budget for the fire department over the course of years, just, you know, for one side's short, which doesn't mean we should be short.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. And it's kind of extenuating. And we do have really good rapport with the town of Dayton, and we haven't always had really good rapport with the town of Dayton on this fire department issue.
What's the downside in leaving the money in?
It's just that they would owe more in
what
they have to spend.
Yeah, they have to make up for it at some point.
I think it's better to do it
at some point, but are we applying the pressure for them to do that? Or can they do that at their own?
I don't know what the legal part of that is, Dave.
This is one article where either town can put different amounts in and get it passed. So if we want to put $14,000 in, we can do that. If they want to put $8,000, they can put $8,000. Yeah. The only ramification is when it comes to time to release the money, right? They may have to come up with a lot more money than we do.
Right.
To release it. I don't think there's any issue with that.
I agree. Yeah, I don't think we should reduce it.
Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah. It's in there, I say.
I'm fine with that. I'm just giving you the way it was presented and what I thought. And truth be told, I'll probably vote with it. Okay. But I felt as though I should give you a date inside of it.
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. So do we have a motion?
Brad, would you like to talk to Brad?
I kind of agree with Morris. We can put in our share and not hurt anybody. And they can put in what they can afford and not hurt themselves. And when it comes time to divvy up money, they just have to come up with more funds, that's all. But this way it helps. They can help themselves out. We can continue on our path like we wanted to.
So
just helps the budget on this end, you know.
Leave the fire department budget as written.
Or the other way to look at that would be, and this just popped in my head, would be, all right, you say, okay, we're going to reduce this by this much. We're going to yank this money out. And the hydrant funds, a separate town only, we could say, all right, we'll put another $6,000 in the hydrant fund. And we'll do another hydrant in Lyman this year. And that just popped into my head just this minute. There's an option B. So you're still you're still spending the same amount of money on the fire department, and you're taking, because hydrants at this point are what, 4 or 5 apiece, right? I had a call from a gentleman that I haven't talked with Matt yet. I talked with Brad that. You've got an overflow that was an old metal culvert, and it's starting to rot out. It's the one on Brock Road by Clocks. So, I mean, if you still want to fund the fire department with that number, I mean, you got a couple options. And like I say, it just popped into my head this minute.
Well, a lot of time and effort went into putting together the scope
of
the fire department budget and capital plan.
I agree.
And I think to change course now would not be a good move.
I'd like to hear what Matt thinks.
So would I.
All right. So that building capital fund is what fund we started last budget season to take care of the well, which ended up turning into the reverse osmosis system. So it left us with 3 capital plans now in the fire department. The other 2 were set up prior to me and have great plans moving forward, and we followed the plans marching out. This one that we created last year and we're trying to refund this year doesn't have a plan established. So if you cut it to 0, I wouldn't argue with you. I don't have a plan. I won't be able to say that next year. I'll have a plan going forward as to the maintenance of the fire station and using that money. So how you fund it, the money's going to get spent eventually. We need to do some paving, we need to do a new roof eventually. You know, all that, those expenses are going to add up. The money is going to get spent. But I just don't have a good plan for you right now on how we're going to use that money. So I don't feel right arguing to keep it as high as it is. As far as purchases, when we do spend money out of that capital account, it's a 50-50 split. So I think we're going to be at somewhere around $4,000 each town right now. And if you put 8, then it'd be $12,000. It should be 24. I couldn't do a project that exceeds $24,000 anyway, because Dayton wouldn't be able to come up with their 50% of that account. Answer your question?
Does. What do you gentlemen want to do?
You
could ask him if he wants to do another hydrant.
Yes. That I can come up with a plan very quickly.
Does it want to go into the hydrant fund in July anyways? Doesn't it get reimbursed every year?
Yeah, we add money to it. So revolving.
It's like $5,000, isn't it?
A hydrant. What you've got in there right now is already earmarked. You got one going on
Fry's Bridge Road.
Fry's Bridge, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got another tentative one over on the end of Brock Road you're thinking about. And you're thinking about the possibility after an easement somewhere near the end of Chapel Shores.
Yeah, maybe
right?
Wadley area. Yep.
Right. And the other issue, you know, like I said, you've got some maintenance issues. You've got that stand pipe drain on Clarkswoods Road. You've got your mill pond hydrant, right? You've got some plugging issues or something there. So, I mean, we're not only short of hydrants, we've got some hydrant maintenance issues. And trouble is with the fire department, it can take every nickel you can throw at it all the time, and it can all be well spent. It's just that type of monster. You know, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way.
I'm open.
I say give Matt what he needs. Give Matt what he wants. If that means shift the money, then shift the money.
So you want to take 6 away from that 14 and give him 6 in the hydrant account?
That must have been a motion, wasn't it?
It was.
A second. Yeah. Any more input?
Was that Dave making the motion?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. And Dave, John?
Yeah, and John seconded it. All those in favor? 4-0. Done deal.
So do you have to revote your... is that two separate... Oh, you're going to do that at a different time? Okay.
Can we vote that right now? Or do we have to have us?
No, we can vote that. It's an official meeting.
Yeah, we just voted it, didn't we?
We did. Yeah.
So that can go on the budget. Now, Brad, you got to run it by your budget committee, what we just did, just because?
Have you decided to drop the 6,000?
We decided to take 6,000 out of that and put the 6,000 in the hydrant account.
So an email would just need to be sent to the budget committee members.
Same total memo.
Yeah. Just going to a different place.
Yeah.
Do you have any feel at all, Amber, for that?
I think I don't have a problem with it. I just think when you send the email out,
everybody should hear about it.
Yeah. I would make it very detailed.
Yeah.
So that those who, you know,
we'll take care of that.
Maybe she could write a quick email for you.
I know it will.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. No, absolutely.
I just think for those who aren't here from the budget committee, that it would be helpful to have that more information, you know, like the 50-50 split for the maintenance. So even if we put the 14,000 in there, Dayton still wouldn't be able to, you know, you'd be limited by what you could do because they don't have that money. So I think that...
At least moving it's benefiting the town.
Yes.
It's still getting.
And that's something that we've talked about for a lot of years. We're going to do a lot more, and we just haven't. And we're starting to get better at that. So,
Gloria, I have a question. On the 3 motions, it says warrants. Is that for town meeting?
That's going to go on to the warrant.
So these need to be voted on for a town meeting?
Yeah, because I'm preparing the warrant now, and these didn't get votes. Okay. So I don't know what their tallies are.
We have 3 articles here I want to read.
Okay.
And we need to do a vote on to include it for a town meeting. So the first one is to see if the town will vote to raise from taxes the sum of $14,000 to be deposited
Well, that's going to be eight now,
and
based on what you just did.
So the sum of $8,000 would be deposited into a non-lapsing reserve account known as the Goodman's Mills Fire Rescue Building Reserve.
Oh, so moved.
Second.
Yep, Rusty seconded that. Any more questions? All those in favor? 4-0.
Okay,
the next one here is we have to see if the town will vote to raise from taxes the sum of $162,542.19 for the town of Lyman's share of the Goodman Mills Fire Rescue Department operating costs. Aid sum to be paid to the treasurer of the Goodman's Mills Fire Rescue pursuant to the interlocal agreement between the town of Lyman and the town of Dayton. Any unused amounts will be carried forward. To be effective, the town of Dayton must also vote to appropriate its share of such costs.
So moved.
Okay, Rusty seconded that. Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. The third one is to see if the town will vote to raise from taxes the sum of $372,704.82 for the town of Lyman's share of the Goodman Mills Fire Rescue Department full-time and part-time personnel cost, said sum to be paid to the treasurer of the Goodman Mills Fire Rescue pursuant to the interlocal agreement between the town of Lyman and the town of Dayton. Any unused amounts will be carried forward. To be effective, the town of Dayton must also vote to appropriate its share of such costs.
Yeah, so long.
Okay, Rusty seconded. Any discussion? In favor? 4-0. Thank you.
Are we going to need one more warrant to move that hydrant?
You should change your dollar amount for the hydrants by the $6,000 more.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did originally, though. I could go get it if you want me to.
Well, why don't we just add it to the hydrant account?
Yeah, I would
add $6,000 to the hydrant account.
Yeah. You just got to word it and help.
You make a motion to add $6,000 to the
hydrant. I move we add $6,000 to the hydrant account.
Rusty seconds that.
And I'm going to put warrant article on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All those in favor? 4-0.
Yeah.
Okay. There was just a question here, and we were talking about it with the budget committee. Do we want to have another joint budget committee meeting Thursday, May 6th at 6:30 to discuss the changes to the budget regarding the assessor? You want me to go into that, explain a little bit of that?
Yeah. Okay. I can't make that one. They're taking my new hat.
May 6th. Yeah.
But, I mean, you guys
so, basically, this is, I talked with Jeanette about this. We're just not having much luck hiring an assessor. So, we have a request out to a contract firm that does contract assessing. They're going to be here a week from Wednesday at 5 o'clock to meet with us. Dave and I were going to meet with him. Anybody that wants to is welcome to be there. We're going to discuss using this contract firm for one or two days a week, probably for the next year, at least 6 months, if not the next year. So we have to budget for that. The second part of it that's been discussed is that we possibly look at an assessor assistant / secretary that would be 5 days a week, work in the office, do a lot of the gopher work, do a lot of the research to assist that 1 day a week assessor, with the option that if they want to go to school and become certified, that we would pay for the schooling so that when they get certified, we would have an agreed-on contract that they would stay for X number of years to pay back for the, being able to go to school. This is just a thought. I want to bring it up with everybody, and it's like we've got to do something. We're just not getting it.
Would we still advertise for a full-time position at the same time?
We could. there's no reason that we couldn't. But I think at that point, if we're going to hire somebody that we're going to send to school, that would be our goal. So, and we would try to do that within a year's time frame.
What's the scope of the schooling and the expense?
We've got some of the information, not all of it. We have MMA getting back to us. We have the Assessing Association getting back to us. So I need to get a little more information on that. But most of it's remote. It's not in person. There is a little bit of mandatory schooling for about a week. But there's testing with the certifications and then yearly classes that have to be attended to keep that.
In a perfect world, it sounds like a great idea. You know where I'm going, right? Mm-hmm. And the side of me that wants to believe in all things fine and good says, yeah, let's do it. But, you know, and that's a good point. We can't make that commitment and still advertise for somebody. So I just said a lot and didn't amount to a damn, did I?
Well, no, I think the input's good. You know, and again, this was an idea with discussions with people. These ideas have come up, and I thought that was one of the better ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're not getting anywhere, you know, but we have to make a commitment to that, but then we're going to need an employee to make a commitment to us.
Well, they do that in education a lot. You know, I mean, some of these places will say, hey, come teach school up here, and for X amount of years, we'll wipe out your student debt. Yeah. I mean, it's not a foreign concept.
I would say within the next week, I'll have a pretty good grasp on what the cost would be, how much time is involved in it, so that we would have a better understanding of
that. That's certainly worth it.
And then what we will have met with this firm next Wednesday also, which will help us, I hope, get into a position where we can move forward.
Can we locked into like a contract, yearly contract with them or something?
Because
if we weren't locked in, we'd still advertise, and when we find somebody, just
The discussion was that we would say we're looking for a minimum of 3 months, and it may need to go as much as a year, but we need to deal with it on a day-by-day basis, depending on how our needs change. We don't want to get locked in, so we have to hire this firm for a year. We don't want to do that. But we'd like to be able to have flexibility to do what's best for the town.
Hey, Bill, do you know who Dayton hired? What firm they went through? Because they just hired a contract assessor, Jim was telling me, for one day a week.
I do not.
It might be worth reaching out to him to find out who they're using.
Absolutely.
Because I know they're using a subcontractor.
And you know, we've already done some looking at these firms. And all, you know, every one of them was telling us, do you know have anybody in mind that we could hire? And it's like, no, we want to hire you guys. You know, and they're short-staffed. So we don't have to decide anything. I just wanted to discuss this. But this is going to have an effect on the budget.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have to do something fairly shortly. Like I said, we'll know kind of where we stand a week from Wednesday.
I think you need to keep the money in there that we budgeted for a full-time assessor. Take the funds from that. That means modifying the motion. I think that money needs to stay in
there. And what I'm thinking here is, I'm wondering, it almost sounds to me that plan might be more money than we put in there. And that's what we need to figure out, in my mind, if we've got enough money in there. Because we got to do the job one way or another. We don't have a choice. We just got to make sure we can pay for the damn thing.
So, also, to hire an office person.
Yeah.
Assistant, trainee, whatever you want to call it, we're probably going to need to budget another $50,000. Above and beyond what we have for an assessor, because we're going to pay a contract assessor more than we are if we hire somebody full time.
Years ago,
So it could pretty easily be double what we got in here. By the time you hire the contractor and system.
I would say 1.5 times. I would say 1.5 times.
Use them the whole time, but.
And it makes sense to have your support person, so your really high dollar guy isn't doing that.
Correct.
So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep. So, just looking for thoughts. Want to hear what input is?
Yeah, I think once we know more information on Wednesday,
we need to know what the helper is getting, how much the school one's going for.
Yeah, well, that was one of the big things: how much and how long. That was the whole deal to figure out. So we've got those questions out there. We're just waiting for the answers.
When's the next scheduled meeting?
Monday.
Ours?
Monday.
Ours is Monday, yeah.
Will we have it by then?
I'm not sure. We can try as hard as we can. Right. We won't have the contract signed.
No.
Till the next week.
But if we could have an idea of numbers.
Yes.
We could figure out what we're doing budget-wise, and that's what's really pushing us hard right now, right?
Right, yes.
Are you saying we won't have the budgeted numbers for the temp help?
No, for the contract assessor. Right. I mean, we have a budgeted figure, but we really don't know what that's going to cost at this point.
Right.
That's what we need to see.
Right, we need a thumbnail number we can plug in.
Yeah, and I think we'll have that. Yeah. Well, not this week, but another week we'll have that figure.
Yeah.
We're just running out of time. We're running into the point that we can't change the numbers. So we have a meeting Monday, which is good. Do we need to have a meeting with the budget committee, Brad?
I think so.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
With those kind
you
of changes.
You want to do that on the 6th at 6:30? Does that work for you?
Well, we can have Jeanette send it out there, get a reply. If the 6 works, it does for me.
Yeah,
okay.
For me. Is that a Thursday?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, there's 2 of us there.
Yeah, does that, if he's going to be out, or would we be assured that Tom would be able to be here just so you guys have votes?
Well, they have a quorum anyway.
We got a quorum.
We need
3.
Oh, just
3.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
6:30.
And I might be here. I mean, who the hell knows?
That would be nice.
No.
That's May 6th.
No, you did good.
Set
it off. Yep.
I got.
Okay.
Hold on.
You got Morris. Go ahead, Morris.
I'm going to talk about the transfer station first, right?
Okay.
Over the last month or so, I've been hearing rumors that we were having a lot of out-of-town trash being brought in. People dumping with it. No stickers, right? So I set up a sting operation over the weekend. Right? I started last Thursday, count cars. Right? I got a cars Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. I issued 77 new dump stickers to people that didn't have one. They had a second car, didn't have a sticker on it. I took them at the word. I asked everybody where they lived, you know, the road they lived on, you just put it like that. I didn't ask for a central main power bill. I didn't ask. I just took them for the word, all right?
Yeah.
That's the way I am. So I did, all right? I issued 77 new stickers, right? How many people you folks came through there in the course of 4 days? Give me a guess.
Yeah, I already told them.
Oh, they already know.
Yeah, I read it.
Oh, you remember? Don't say. How many guys that they didn't get talked to? How many do you think went through in the course of 4 days?
Over 4.
And this was an average. I take this as an average weekend. Yeah, I really think it was just an average weekend.
How much?
Yeah.
They pay over 400.
Okay, well, part of that's right, over.
Yeah, over.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Lars, that's great information. It's great.
Let me tell you how many. 881. There's so many cars went through there. We had 170 on Thursday, 230 on Saturday, 366 on Sunday. Sunday's the busiest day of the year. 366 on Sunday and 115 today. That's how much is going through that transfer station right now. And that's an average. When I start there on Saturday morning, right, I try to have both my trash containers. I can't have more than a third in one of those trash containers or I won't get through the weekend. This last weekend, we didn't get through the weekend. I had to fill the hoppers. The hoppers are full, and I couldn't compact it. And that's the way it's been. It's been, it hasn't tailed off in the winter at all. It's just, so that's where you are.
How many offenders did you find?
One. One lady from Waterbrook came in about 3 o'clock that Sunday afternoon. That's the only offender I found. You know, my neck.
And to take her picture?
No, I didn't. I just told her she couldn't up. She drove off. She went there and went back up from Waterbrook. So
we're going to wait a week or two and do it again.
Yeah, no, that's good. We appreciate you doing that, really.
And when we built that, designed that, and built that, it was anywhere near that. And we thought it was too big then. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, Ken. It was just the right size.
Oh. That's just good information for scheduling.
I mean, I think it was well done. Yeah.
Well, our budget numbers went crazy this year, right?
That's good information.
Right,
for the
just to know.
Okay, John, you said you had...
Yeah, our design build, RFP, whatever you want, on that curve on Walker Road, that's why Morris is here tonight. We were going to ask him to do that and get that. So we.
How do you want to handle that? You just want Brad and I to sit down and do a design build on it?
That would make...
Are you putting it out to bid?
We've got to put the actual construction out to bid, I would think. You can't do
it. So you want Brad and I just to do the scope of the work?
That would... To me...
Okay, that's fine.
To me, please tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I will. I don't think you're wrong.
Oh, I know you will. Before I finish talking to you.
Yeah, you're right.
So, to me, that's a high gravel knob, as dry as hell.
So sand.
And it ought to be, that shouldn't be really involved.
No, it isn't.
So, for them reasons, I would think a design build would work.
That's fine.
So, you're agreeing with me?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. All right, thank you. And we ought to get that out to bid fairly soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we want it done this year.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So, is there anything else?
Yeah. Do you guys want to vote on that, or are you just happy with him doing it?
I
don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So we are done. If we have a motion, we can begin. Second. All those in favor? Done deal. Where is the room?